The economic crisis is now at the top of President-elect Obama's agenda, but it was Iraq that propelled his candidacy early on. And this week we'll be hearing from some observers about what might be next for Iraq now that Senator Obama has won the election. Throughout the campaign, he said his goal was to get combat troops out in 16 months.
We should end this war responsibly. We should do it in phases. But in 16 months, we should be able to reduce our combat troops, provide some relief to military families and our troops, and bolster our efforts in Afghanistan so that we can capture and kill bin Laden and crush al-Qaeda. And right now,
But Senator John McCain repeatedly warned that Obama's plan would cause disaster.
It would be an unconscionable act of betrayal, a stain on our character as a great nation, if we were to walk away from the Iraqi people and consign them to the horrendous violence, ethnic cleansing, and possibly genocide that would follow a reckless, irresponsible, and premature withdrawal.
Kenneth Edelman was on the Defense Advisory Board for part of the Bush administration, and long ago in the Reagan years was director of the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Robert.
You publicly endorsed Barack Obama. It seemed to be more for his handling of the economic crisis and his choice of a running mate than Iraq. Are you at all concerned about what happens in Iraq next?
I don't think that his approach to Iraq would be much different than McCain's approach to Iraq, to tell you the truth.
According to John McCain, it was the difference between flying the white flag of surrender and soldiering on to victory.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. Both candidates wanted to get out as soon as possible, and both candidates wanted to transfer more authority to the Iraqi government, and both candidates wanted to make sure that there was not a American defeat at the end of it.
16 months. 16 months, a decent interval between now and the new age of the Iraqi government looking after Iraq without leaning on the U.S. Army?
The answer is I don't know, but I do know that the Iraqi government should know a lot better than I know. And if it's all right with the Iraqi government, I can't see why it would not be all right with the United States.
Well, since the beginning of the Iraq war, people have dreamt dreams about what the U.S. relationship with Iraq would be after all the dust settled. These have gone so far as Iraq being a bastion of democracy, Iraq being a friendly supplier of oil to the West. What's realistic?
I was hoping for a Middle East democracy in an impressive kind of way. I guess right now it'll be sloppier than that. It may be with a strong man like in Egypt, but I think Iraq will end up better than Egypt under Mubarak, probably like Jordan today. Not exactly a democracy, but a not bad place to live. The main thing is, Robert, on democracy, on freedom, on progress, you got to grade on the curve somewhat. Mm-hmm. And out of all the members of the Arab League today, not one of them is a properly functioning and responsive democracy. So if we get one that's way above the curve, that's pretty darn good.
You know, people are going to hear you. If they hear you making something out to be easy, I'll get emails saying, remember Kenneth Edelman, he's the one who said the famous C word about Iraq. It was going to be a cakewalk. You sure you're not saying that getting out is going to be a cakewalk at this point?
You know what? While I'm in a grumpy mood answering your questions, Robert, let me tell you that it was a bum rap on the cakewalk,
okay.
Always. I wrote an article for the Washington Post, and they asked me a specific question. How difficult would it be to overthrow the military of Saddam Hussein?
You were being asked a technical
Get
military
Get rid
question.
Of the yeah. Saddam government.
Right.
Okay? And I said that would be a cakewalk. To get rid of the Saddam government, it happened in 22 days. It was half the time with half the casualties as the first Iraq war. So by that definition, now since that time, it's become a big joke because I was saying our experience in Iraq would be a cakewalk.
Right.
I never said anything like that. I was never asked to say anything.
I'm just giving you the opportunity to preemptively defend yourself
now
against those emails.
I got off my grumpiness. But the fact is, it's always been our approach to get out of Iraq as soon as we can with this stability. And if the Iraq government says we can do it in 16 months, God bless them.
Well, Kenneth Edelman, thanks a lot for talking with us about Iraq.
You're welcome.
Ambassador Kenneth Edelman, longtime conservative, who surprisingly endorsed Barack Obama.